the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And we go through the looking glass and beyond to take you places no other talk show could dare take you. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Check out our show log following the show tonight. It is on our homepage at philhendryshow.com. It lets you know exactly what you missed, what you can look for if you're looking and listening to the podcast. So when you download that podcast the next day, when the podcast is downloaded automatically, I should say, then you have that show log right there. Oh, here's what Phil, and here's what was going on, and so on and so forth. So it's very, very convenient. You can also check into our merchandise store and pick up the our legacy best of CDs, because, you know, the day and age of the legacy CD, the actual CD with artwork, those days are gone. In terms of what we do on the internet, now everything and all of the stuff that we're going to be making available in the future will be as a download. So actually owning one of our legacy CDs with the artwork and the CD itself still in the cellophane, with the exception of our 2000, 2001s, which are autographed, it's a collector's item. So check it out at philhendryshow.com. July was a scorcher. High temperatures in communities across the USA broke or tied records 2,676 times, almost double the number, which was 1,444 a year ago. Temperatures in Newark set an all-time record of 108 degrees. That's Newark, New Jersey. In Atlantic City, it topped 105 for two straight days. The city of Washington endured its hottest July since 1871. In Oklahoma City, temperatures topped 100 for 27 of the last 30 days of July. Dallas-Fort Worth, on and on and on we go. And when we think about hot summer months, of course it's summer, and so we expect it to be hot. We also should be thinking a little bit, I think, about the safety of our kids, because a lot of our young people are involved in the preliminary stages of, for instance, a football season, or they may be involved in some preliminary training for another sport. They're outdoors. It is hot. And joining us to talk a little bit about that, especially being the varsity football coach at Belmar Academy, is Vernon Dozier joining us tonight. Vernon, from a construction site on campus?
Absolutely, Phil.
And what are you guys there at West Coast? It's 5 minutes after 11. What is going on?
Well, we're very proud to to announce that the finishing touches will be put on Vernon Dozier Gymnasium here at the end of this month, and in time for we feel it'll be in time for our basketball season, which will be starting in December. And I'm very proud to have my name on it, Phil.
Bennett, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. A lot of years. You're a football coach, Coach Dozier. Did you coach any basketball?
When the school first opened, Phil, back in 1979, I was the first varsity basketball coach, and I gave that over to Glenn Glacier, who has spent the next 15 years as our varsity basketball coach. Did a great job. I was the head football coach after that, and, of course, my record speaks for itself. I think I'm very proud of that.
All right, we do want to talk about football. You guys are involved in some light workouts right now. And, of course, anybody that ever played any football is aware of, Hell Week, the two-a-days that that happen at the end of August. You guys aren't anywhere near that, are you?
No, Phil. We're just starting working out without pads. We bring in our quarterbacks. We bring in our receivers. We ask our running backs to come in. And the other young people, our defense is going through some study. We have a playbook that we do look at, but nonetheless, we've got them out on the field. We're running plays, and of course, it depends on how the team is reacting.
And what do you do for the heat?
When you say what do we do for the heat?
How do you protect the kids from the heat?
Well, I can tell you, Phil, that the way we so-called protect kids from heat is we get them to it's a gut check. There's no question about it. It's a gut check. And
well, when you say gut check, what do you mean?
Let me just finish. It's a gut check, and I was about to tell you what I mean. It's a gut check because if a ball player gets it into his head that it is too hot, if a ball player so much as allows the thought into his mind that it is too hot, then you have lost him for good. you have lost that player for the game. You may have lost that player for the entire season, because all you need is one of those to infect the others, and you've got an entire football team filled with these, you know, little boys that are worried about the heat. I will not allow it. I've been head football coach here for almost 30 years.
Well, but what I'm trying to say here is I understand what you mean about the players playing through the adversity of hot weather, cold weather, and all of those things.
Correct.
But nonetheless, we have had instances of players dying. We had the Minnesota Viking player, a professional player, die on the practice field back in 2001. And he's not the first and won't be the last, and at the high school and the collegiate level. So what steps do you take to protect the players when the temperatures, you know, because Vernon, we're...
Hold on, let me just take this one at a time, okay?
I mean, look at the story that I just read. These temperatures are over 100 degrees all over the country. And if you're beginning any kind of even light workout with football, you know...
Let me take this one at a time, because I think what happens is a level of panic sets in. I don't allow my players. I'll tell you a story that happened last season, because I won't have my players allowing themselves to be beaten by the thought of hot weather. I won't let my players allow their minds to weaken. I won't allow the thought to weaken the mind. Now, we had players last year, and you know Ty Colton, right?
Your quarterback.
That's correct. I threw him off our ball club, and I'll tell you why. I threw him off our ball club for the first six games of the season, I should say, and I'll tell you why. I had a bunch of these young ladies, is what I call them, when they're starting to complain, and the young ladies were starting to complain about the heat, and they were saying it's, you know. And what I do is I will exhort them from the sideline, and I will say, you're going to let this heat beat you, then the heat will beat you. Now, I want to see all of you get out there and play some football. It's called football, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L. And this is what I do. And I will even, at times, try to get into their minds. I'll say things, for instance, oh, would I love to have an ice-cold root beer right now? Now, why am I doing that?
And, well, that's like torture.
Oh, hold on. No, it's not like torture at all. I want my players to focus. If they're out there on the field focusing on the play, focusing on their job, what do I have to do on this play? Okay, what part, where do I come? And I'm on the sideline. I'm saying, I would love me an ice-cold, frosty root beer. With all that ice, it just makes it kind of drip down the side and freeze, you know? And then I'd like to get me an, one of those, just a freezing cold Mountain Dew, you know? Now, I can see, I look at the faces of all these players, and I can see if they are twitching, I can see if they look over at me. I know I got them, and those are the guys I pull off the field. And they sit, and they don't get anything to drink either, okay?
And all right, look, you're telling me all these stories about...
These are not stories.
All right, they're not stories, but you're telling me what you're doing with ball players to toughen them up. What do you do to keep your players hydrated?
To keep my players hydrated? Are you talking about water?
Yes.
My players get water. My players get water, but what I'm trying to get you to understand is when they're out there and they're crying about water, I'm saying, really, do you want water? Well, I've got a case of Country Time lemonade iced down on its way over to me right now, and then I'll give a high sign. What I do is I if you've seen a pitcher, a manager, give the right hand wave with two fingers because he wants a right hander, that's what I'll do. I'll wave to the cheerleaders, and I give them the two-finger wave, and they come over with a golf cart with two cases of iced down Country Time lemonade. Now, it sounds like I'm trying to torture them. I'm not. What I do is I say, you see this? You don't get it. I get it. If you saw Glenn Ross, you saw, he says, you don't get the leads. The leads are for closers. Well, I do the same thing with Country Time lemonade. I say, see this lemonade? You don't get any. I do. Because you're out there dogging it. You're out there putting it to the pooch. You're out there sleepwalking through these drills. Now, I want to see you people hit. I want to see you people stick. I want to see you people do your jobs. I want to see some blocking. I want to see some tackling. I want to see you people protect that quarterback. I want to see some passing lanes open up. I want to see some running lanes open up. And you defensive backs, I want you covering that man like you're his sweat. You're not closer than his shirt. You are the actual sweat in his armpit and in his crotch. and then I sit, and then I sit, and then I crack one of the Country Time lemonades. You just hear the and I'll go, yeah.
And all of that sounds like you're torturing those kids.
I'm not torturing anybody. I'm trying to get them to... I'm trying to get them to be a man.
All right, this Ty Colton kid gave you some lip, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He said to me, Coach, why don't you shut up? And I cut him from the team. Just like that.
I'll bet you he was happy to get off the field and get something to drink.
No, he wasn't, because I didn't let him go off the field. I cut him. Whose side are you on, anyway?
I mean, I'm saying that it sounds to me like you're torturing these kids when they're out there. It's 100-degree heat, and you're talking about Country Time lemonade ice down. You're talking about a nice cold root beer. You're talking about having the cheerleaders bring it over. You're yelling at these guys.
I'm telling these guys to focus on their jobs, not on the Country Time lemonade. That, yeah, I'm drinking on the side, and I make damn sure they see me drinking it, too. Also, I said to Colton, and that's why he got upset. I said, Colton, hey, you. You, Mr. Star Prospect. You. I mean, he had Notre Dame scouting him all his... Yeah, that's right, you. See this? Country Time lemonade. Yeah! And I poured that lemonade right straight. In one swallow, Phil, I poured it into my mouth, and I didn't stop pouring it until it was empty. And then I tossed the can over my shoulder, and that's when he looked at me and said, Coach, why don't you shut your mouth? And I said, okay, all bets are off. I want everybody off the field, because I'm going to talk to Colton.
And you cut him from the team?
I cut him from the team after practice ended. I wanted him sitting on the bench as I walked by with a Country Time lemonade. And I wanted him to see what I get to have because I've paid my dues, but he doesn't get to have.
We've got kids and we've got professionals.
I know, Mr. Henry, that are dropping dead all over the country. I understand. I got it. I got the mimeograph sheet. Okay?
I'm not just saying this. This is what happened. And we've got kids that are suffering. And when you've got them out on the field and it's 100-degree heat and now you're torturing them with thoughts of Country Time lemonade and ice-cold root beer, and you cut a kid because he told you to shut up, I think at that point you had pushed that kid to the limit.
You don't ever tell me to shut up. You don't ever tell me to shut up. I don't care if you're Joe Montana Jr. I don't care if you are the clone, if you're the miniature clone of Joe Damn Montana. Whoever you want to talk about, John Elway, I don't care if you are the exact duplicate of John Elway, only a little bit younger and, you know, with more muscle. I don't care. You never tell me to shut up. Never.
All right, Coach Vernon Dozier with us here from Belmar Academy as we talk about the heat and how he deals with it as he's coaching football during the summer months. He expects his players to gut it out even as he taunts them, with fully iced down cases of Country Time lemonade. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hot out. Now,
I think what I've told you, Phil, is I try to get the kid. You want me to...
Well, what I want to know is, if the kids are being hydrated with water...
Of course they're getting their water. Of course they are. Of course they are.
But what you're doing in addition to that is saying...
What I'm doing in a day... Hold on for a minute. Let me just slow down. Let me tell you what I'm doing instead of you guessing what I'm doing.
All right.
I'm telling them, if you're any kind of a man, and we need men because... My school, Belmar Academy, we've won 6 straight league titles, undefeated 3 of those seasons, won Division 12. You know, the scouts know who we are. We got this quarterback of ours, Ty Colton. They're already sniffing around. I saw 2 men, you know, and I said this to Bob Babcock, and I don't apologize for it. I said to Bob, because I saw him standing up in the parking lot looking down on the field. I said, Bob, do you see those 2 scum buckets? And
2 scum? Who were they?
They were a couple of priests from Notre Dame.
And they were a couple of priests from Notre Dame?
Yes. Oh, you got some sensitivity?
Boy, I tell you.
Phil, let me just explain something.
That is one hell of a way to describe a couple of priests from Notre Dame. Look at those 2 scum buckets.
Let me explain something to you. When Aaron Parseghian retired from Notre Dame, I put my name in the ring. And who'd they hire? This guy Faust from Cincinnati, who was a disaster. So I put my name in the ring again. And who'd they hire? Lou Holtz, who is a good man, but a nervous, chattering mouth. The guy never shuts up, walking up and down, walking up. He makes me as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Then they hired after Lou Holtz some other douchebag, and then they hired some other douchebag, and they hired some other douchebag, and I never got my shot.
Oh.
What's so funny?
What's so funny? Every guy they hired was a douchebag, huh? And you only remember the name...
I don't know their names, okay?
Well, you. It's funny that you remember the names of Parsegian, Faust, and...
Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz. And then everybody else was a douchebag after that, huh?
I stopped counting the outrage that I had to suffer because I didn't get that Notre Dame job. Now they have the gall, to send a couple of scumbags with a turnaround collar to look.
I was raised Roman Catholic. I'd rather you not refer to priests that way if you have no reason to.
What, were you an altar boy or something?
Maybe I was. But the point is, I'd rather you not refer to them that way if you have no reason to.
I believe I have reason to, because I got passed over for the coach. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
You got passed over for a coaching job that a lot of guys have been passed over for. That's the dream job in college football.
No, it isn't. SC is.
Okay, there's probably a lot of debate about that.
Well, some people think Florida's the dream job in football. I think going to Florida to coach that team down there would be living, breathing hell. Living hell. To go down to Florida and coach that pack of gator bait. But what I want to do...
All right, this is not about you. This is about your players, and this is about whether these kids are getting water and whether these kids are being tortured with you running around with the Country Time Lemonade. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jerry in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, for one, I tell this guy to shut up because that's torture to the kids in... is this the same coach about the C Cup at the time on girls? This guy should.
I had a program. I had an equipment check program. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He'd be a coach. Torturing with.
Have you? Excuse me. Have you ever coached high school football?
Water. I played high school football. Our coaches didn't teach us with Gatorade or I mean not Gatorade but Country Time. We drank water.
Of course you drank water, and that's what my players drink. But I drink Country
Time.
And
I
drink Country Time Lemonade. I drink Country Time.
Yeah, but what you do with a coach is you torture them.
No, I don't. But what I will say to them is...
That's torture.
You see this can of Country Time Lemonade?
Here in Indianapolis, we've been having 107-degree weather. And the kids are being coached right now. But you don't see the coaches standing along. Hey, I got Country Time, and you got nothing. That's torture, man.
Here's Andy Devine. Hey, it's not torture. It's teaching a young man how to butch up. It's teaching a young man how to man up and get in there and play some football and quit worrying about whether I got Country Time Lemonade or whether I'm having tea.
If you're the same clown that did with the C cup on girls, that should have been a woman, not a man.
Excuse me, sir, but young ladies need protection too.
They need protection, but it's not your discretion to go and fill up between their legs and see if they got their cup on by flipping it with your finger. I mean, that's
you remember everybody, but you
right
remember.
Now. I watched this. You've had some real stupid.
You remembered every bit of that, don't you? And you know why?
Oh yeah.
Because you go to sleep at night thinking about it.
No, I don't go to sleep at night thinking about it. I'm gonna go to sleep at night thinking about it. I just listen to
if this isn't Andy Devine, one gone mother.
I'm done with you, man. All right. You're just perverted.
Thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL.
That guy was all Andy Devine. Is this the same place? God.
All right. We'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show about the Heat, football, Country Time Lemonade, and and Andy Devine.
Phil Hendry.
Mostly about Andy Devine.
Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy as we talk about, we really are talking about weather here, Coach. And I understand that you're keeping your players hydrated. What we're talking about more is the torture.
Let me say something here, Phil.
Well, the emotional torture, the mental anguish or torture you put these kids through, standing there on the sideline, talking about frosty root beers, drinking a Country Time lemonade, and you mentioned that you have cheerleaders.
That is correct, yes.
Driving over a golf cart with cases of Country Time.
That is correct. Iced down. I want to, because you left that out, they're iced down. Now, you may think that I'm being cruel or that I'm, what I'm saying to the players is, you want to man up out there? You want to win another divisional title? You want to win another? You want to win a record-setting fourth straight title? Because it's within our reach. This team is that good. But you're going to have to show me something. And boy, you better show it to me. Like right now. And as I said, like right now, that's when I gave the right-handed, two-fingered high sign, as if I was going to a righty in the bullpen. The girls jump into the golf cart on cue. And as I conclude my statement, which conclude with the statement, if you are any kind of a man, you won't let me down. On the word down, the girls are supposed to come to a full stop with the Country Time right in front of me. And that's when I stick my hand into the ice and pull one out. Now, at that point, the players think, hey, coach is going to give us a break. No, I'm not. I say, I know you are all ready to step forward and get your own. I said, this is for me. See all this? See? Here. This is the whole case. That's mine. I said, and whatever's left, they get. And I point to the two girls. Now, to you, that's torture. And
that not only is it torture, it's childish. It sounds as if you don't even sound responsible. You sound like you're wasting time. And
excuse me? Excuse?
You sound like you're screwing around and wasting a lot of time, giving some speech.
It is a Mr. Henry, are you a coach? Do you coach?
No, I'm not going to play. I don't need to be a coach to understand how you deal with kids, okay? I don't have to be a coach to understand how you deal with kids. I've worked with kids when it comes to sports, all right? And
but don't tell me you umpired Little League.
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
You know, don't be a child. What I'm talking about here is very important. And when you time it out and they pull up right on the last word and you reach in and you pull up the iced Country Time lemonade, all that does to those kids is make them weary. It tires them out mentally. And they probably wish they were at home or someplace other than where you are. Let's go to Tom in Akron, Ohio. Hi, Tom. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
The more this guy talks, the more I can see why he was passed over to coach in the big time. And I'm going to tell you something. I knew coaches like this in football. And he talks about manning up. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
I served in Vietnam. You don't know what heat is. You don't know what heat. And another thing.
If I had a nickel for every guy that said he served in Vietnam, I'd be a rich man.
Shut up a minute. I knew guys, when I come out of Vietnam in 66, I knew guys on the football team, a couple of them, more than a couple, that were hiding in college, scared to death they're going to get drafted. Did you ever serve your country? Did you ever take the oath? Because better men than me died. Better men than me were dismembered.
Oh, I believe that.
Vietnam,
oh, I believe that. I believe
you're
that.
Nothing but a jerk. I'll tell you what.
As long as I can keep you off a football team, I have done my job for my country.
You're a real man.
I don't think you were in Vietnam.
You're a real man.
You didn't go to Vietnam. You didn't go to Vietnam. Nah, you didn't go to Vietnam. If you did,
you want to tell me about being in Vietnam? You want to tell me about being in Vietnam?
Yes, I was in Vietnam. I was a commando. I was a commando.
You're a commando. You're nothing. I'm going to tell you what, buddy.
You know something, friend?
That kid should have smashed your face in. That's what he should have done.
I would have beat his ass.
Equalizer.
Whoa. Let's watch the language, okay?
Oh. Well, you want to know something? I dance away from bullets. I could dance around a bullet. I danced around a mortar in Vietnam.
I'm glad.
What do you mean you danced around a mortar?
I danced around a mortar explosion.
Yeah, right. You're a real man. Hey, man. I'm glad Notre Dame who's not my favorite team. I'm just glad, thank God, they never gave you the chance. You're a jerk. You're nothing but a
jerk. Notre Dame, will long regret.
And I know one thing, you were never in the service. You were hiding.
I was not officially in the service, no.
Yeah,
I was not officially in the service.
You were hiding.
You ever heard of Operation... I was assassinating Vietnamese officials.
Yeah, you were hiding.
Yes, I was hiding. I was hiding in the bush.
You guys like you that went to Canada, and then that scumbag...
Where?
Jimmy Carter, he pardoned them.
You know, you know a lot of draft dodgers, man. Did you know anybody in the service? Because everybody you say you knew was a draft dodger. I knew guys that were actually in the military.
I knew there were draft dodgers, and Jimmy Carter pardoned them. He never should have. You ever gone to a VA hospital?
Oh, get over it.
Go to a
get
VA
over
hospital.
It. Yes, I have been to a VA hospital, and I checked myself out. I checked myself out.
Help the next kid smashes your face in. Get you down.
You know something?
Your face in.
I went to the VA hospital. I told those guys to check themselves out if they didn't like it so much.
You're a total man. I knew guys like you, like I said, hiding in college.
In Canada, yeah, I know. Yeah, they're in Canada, right. You already said that. You know, in college, how could you go to college?
I can't stomach this guy.
How do you go to college and also go to Vietnam? That's impossible.
I went to Kent State in 66. When I got out, I went on the GI Bill. I worked my whole time through. The GI Bill paid my tuition. I worked to pay for my books and everything else.
You know who I served with? Did you serve with Kurtz? I served with the real Colonel Kurtz in Cambodia. The guy they made the movie about.
He should have smashed your face in. That's what he did.
That young man.
Take care of
any
your
kid,
and they'll take care of you. Good night.
Any kid that tries to drink Country Time lemonade on my time.
Oh, yeah. And you're a big man. You're the big man.
Yes. When it comes
you're
to coaching football, I got it.
Take the oath to serve your country. Take the oath to serve your country.
Yes, I did. I took that oath. I was practicing it.
I said I want to go come back to... Sorry, Phil.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Guys, the coach is like...
How do you know you didn't? How do you know you didn't? Because the last time somebody got a look at you...
All right, let's knock it off with the jokes, huh?
This guy's got to be kidding.
Phil?
Why, I've got four guys like this. I can tell you right now, son, you'd be right in the pines. You'd be right in the pines if you played for me.
Passed over, jerk.
Because those two scumbag priests...
All right, enough of that. Thanks very much, Tom, and thank you for your service to our country. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. What was the point of that?
What was the point of what? That guy asked me had I been in Vietnam.
You were with the real Colonel Kurtz.
You know, that's nobody's business, Mr. Henry. If I was in Vietnam and I was with the real Colonel Kurtz, or if there wasn't a real... That's nobody's business. And he's asked me all these questions. Now, there's one thing I do know. I may not know as much about... Let's say warfare or whatever that guy learned in Vietnam, how to take money from little Vietnamese kids playing dice, or whatever he did, how to get rid of a particularly virulent strain of, say, a venereal disease a couple of days before you ship out, things like that. But I can tell you this. I know one thing, and I know football. And if that guy played for me, he wouldn't get any lemonade. Hello?
I'm here. I mean, are you serious? That guy was angry because you were torturing those kids, taunting those kids.
That guy was called, and the four-letter words that guy used, S-F-M-F-S-S, you look like an S-bag. He called me an S-bag. He called you one, too.
No, he didn't.
I thought I heard him say that.
No, he did not.
He called me an M-F-S-bag. He called me an F-wad. He said that I, the things that man said about me. And why did he say them? I'll tell you why he said them. Because he's jealous. Jealous of the fact that I could have been head coach.
Will you stop with the speech making here, Coach? Because what has happened now is it sounds like you are trying to elude the actual truth of the matter here.
What do you mean the truth of the matter?
The truth of the matter being that you're not a very good coach. He's right. You got passed over for the Notre Dame job, and you still haven't been able to effectively defend why it was you were using, why it was you were taunting those kids with that lemonade. I mean, I understand that they are being hydrated with water. You made your point, okay?
And what else do you want?
But why are you standing on the sidelines with this choreographed skit having to do with Country Time lemonade?
Choreographed? You think I'm in a Broadway show or something?
You had those girls coming over on cue, pulling up on cue, reaching down, getting the Country Time lemonade. And when that kid finally said, hey, coach, why don't you shut up, you cut him.
I didn't cut him. I sat him down for 6 weeks. I couldn't cut him. The kid's too good. No one tells Vernon Dozier to shut up without some consequence. You tell me to shut up. There is consequence.
Okay, shut up.
All right, there will be a consequence.
Are you threatening me?
I'm not. I didn't say I was going to come and kick your ass. I said there's just going to be a consequence.
What is that going to be?
You're going to want to have tickets to one of our games?
No, I'm not.
The hell you're not?
I don't want any tickets to your stinking games.
Didn't you ask me for 50-yard line seats last year?
No, I didn't.
Why are you lying?
I never asked you for any 50-yard line seats. I don't want tickets to Belmar Academy. What I want to know, though, is how those players are being treated better, say, next season or this season, and how they are no longer being taunted or tortured or put through some kind of a gauntlet where they got to watch you guzzling Country Time lemonade. And
I didn't guzzle it.
You said that you turned the can on its end and you swallowed the whole thing in one straight draft or drink. All right. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. We're talking with Coach Dozier about the football season and the weather, the hot weather that we've been experiencing across the country, and what you do in the middle of summer when you've got football players. You, Coach, have made no bones about the fact that you taunt the players with...
No, I've never used the word taunt, Phil. You use the word taunt. I say that what I'm doing is I'm tempering those young men.
And are you you're sitting on the sideline, you're drinking Country Time lemonade and root beer, and you're sitting in the golf cart with your arm around the cheerleaders.
That's right.
I mean, what does that look like to a young player?
What it says is, if you're good enough, someday you can be Coach Vernon Dozier. Now... you know, this is the part that it boggles my imagination. This last guy I talked to, the Vietnam vet, and some of these other people. Let me just repeat what I said to you and I'll say it again. My name is Coach Vernon Dozier, and I'm the head coach of Belmar Academy. Now, they're naming a gymnasium after me. They've already named the field after me. And some people had called and said they were aware of the fact that I had paid a $200,000 fee for that. Yes, I had. It doesn't make any difference. They're still naming the football stadium after me. And when I give another $200,000, you notice that I'm not trying to cover this up.
And you're saying that you paid a fee to have the stadium named after you?
Please don't make it sound like it's unusual, Mr. Henry. Please don't do that. Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass, you know, your family. That's how things get done. You don't think someone's going to come along and say, hey, Coach Dozier, we want to name the football stadium after you, and it's going to be free of charge. Do you think that's how it's done, huh?
What are you saying? You're saying that people will...
People will say to a prominent individual, we should name that stadium after you, whoever. Let's say Walter Payton. We should name the Chicago Bears Stadium Walter Payton Stadium. And Walter Payton would say, well, that'd be a great honor. And they'd say, yes, it would. It would be a great honor. And I want to name that stadium Walter Payton Stadium. I think I'd like to do that. And you keep saying that, and you keep looking at Peyton. Of course, he's no longer with us, but were he alive, we would... Well, I guess that doesn't work, does it?
All right. Well, what's the point? So, in other words, you're looking at the guy, and you're waiting for the cat to say, I'll pay for that?
Yes, well, you're not waiting. Any half-wit, anyone with half a brain, any run-of-the-mill, rank-and-file dimwit knows that you got to cough up when it comes to naming rights for a stadium.
Well, I know that you have to cough up when it comes to commercial naming rights, sure. You know.
What do you mean, sure? What are you talking about?
I didn't know that you had to cough up if they named a ballpark after you.
you most certainly do have to cough up. Nothing gets done in this world of ours, young man, unless you grease the wheels. Where you been?
So, in other words, when they said that we wanted to name the football stadium after Vernon Dozier...
Yes, they said to me, Coach Dozier, you've been here a long time, and we want you. We want your name on that stadium, Coach Vernon Dozier Stadium. I said, I am honored. And I sat down with my checkbook. Even before he had finished with the sentence, we want to honor you with, and I was sitting down as he was saying, by naming the stadium after you, I was already writing a check. I was already writing a check off of a couple of certificates of deposit we had. So
you knew what it was all about?
I know how the game's played. I know how one hand washes the other. Now, I've got a gymnasium that's being named after me, and I also paid a lot of money for that. Okay, you want to know about all the other things I paid a lot of money for? Some of it you may not want to hear about because it's not good for a family audience, but I paid for a lot of my good times.
And all right, so you've paid, and so now you have a stadium named after you. I don't understand what's the point.
Well, if I've got two stadiums named after me, do you think I know something about football? Yes, I do.
And you paid to have the stadiums named after you.
It doesn't make any difference. Hold on for a minute. Would you guys knock off with a jackhammering? It's midnight. Midnight! No. See, they want to get the state. They want to get this gymnasium up, Phil. I don't blame them.
Well, I will tell you this much. You lost one of your players. You could very well lose another player. And I would hate like hell to read in the newspaper that one of your players is dead as the result of
don't you ever say that.
I will say it because it's happened. Players have died from the heat. And I would hate like hell to see that happen to you and see that happen to your program. Your program would be over.
Mr. Henry, if you are articulating that because you want it to happen, I will have you know.
I do not want it to happen. I would hope that you will take the necessary precautions so that it doesn't happen.
Why? Because I'm not letting them drink Country Time lemonade. They get their water. I drink the lemonade. They drink the water. I drink the root beer. They drink the water. I drink the Diet Coke. They drink the water. I drink the Orange Crush. They drink the water. I drink the Orange Julius. They drink the water. See, I went out. I got myself an Orange Julius. An Orange Julius. Now, do you know what an Orange Julius is?
I don't give a damn what an Orange Julius is.
Jesus.
Good for you, man. And like I said, I hope none of your players die.
Well, in the words of Ike Clanton, I hope you die.
Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy on the occasion of yet another football season, and they've begun their... They have begun their practice early in the month of August, as many schools do. It's been extremely hot. We've had fatalities in the past on the football fields, the practice fields of football teams, because the ball clubs, the schools get going midway through the summer. The professionals, the pro ranks, of course, get going even earlier than that. And so you do have this danger. And some guys think that it's a badge of honor or it's some kind of a manly stripe to not allow your players or your the people that you're in charge of to drink water. That's a destructive thing, and you're just going to wind up killing people. So we're certainly hopeful that doesn't happen with Coach Vernon Dozier. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, we've got our News and Information Hour, with Bud Dickman and with Robert Leonard. Some of the stuff we're going to be talking about, we sort of referenced this last hour with Ron Tarner, the new half-black, half-Hispanic Spider-Man swinging into comic book stores following the death of Peter Parker. Obama signs the debt bill, so they finally, the Senate finally passed that. Naked performance art on Wall Street ends with three people arrested, so... we've got that to talk about. And a man sues a hotel over a 75-cent newspaper. None of that seems very interesting. Maybe we'll dig for some other news. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. I'm sorry, bud, it just doesn't.
Well, I was looking for the best news.
Well, none of that's any good. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. You can pick up a backstage pass and listen to live streaming audio of the show, as well as watch live streaming video of our show, and also thousands of hours of archives there at philhenryshow.com. And don't forget our merchandise shop. We've got our shot glasses, we got our coffee cups, we have got we've got a number of things there, our legacy CDs, our t-shirts, all of that stuff there that you can pick up and wear while you're listening to the show, which is really geeky. You know,
I got a friend of mine puts on a T-shirt to listen to you.
He puts on a Phil Henry T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. I mean,
what are you saying? That's not good? You saying it's not cool?
That's cool. Whatever you want to do. Put on your Phil Henry T-shirt.
Yeah, drinks out of a coffee. Phil Henry coffee cup, too.
All right, put on your Phil Henry T-shirt. Drink out of your Phil Henry coffee cup. Have yourself a shot of tequila out of your Phil Henry shot glass. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.